Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. Coming to you live and twice as ugly from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick off right now with, starting off with, well, he just, I guess he was on vacation. Which is cool. But joining us now is writer and podcaster, Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, I figured that's why you had me on, Bill.
Yeah.
If you wanted twice as ugly, you carry half the load, I'll carry the other half. We got this cornered.
I always kind of think I'm a solo on that one, but if you want to join in, that's fine.
Thank God our wives love us. Yeah. It was an oddly good weekend in Chicago. I mean, yes, they shot almost 40 people, innocent people who just happened to be on the streets.
Right.
But the good news is that only two of them died when the drug gangs in Chicago were throwing lead on the public streets. That brings to over 1,750 victims of the drug gangs in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago, so far this year. And the mainstream media just goes, oh, well, but we need to make sure you're not armed because you might be dangerous.
Yeah, that's always in this information age, I wonder how much longer that's actually going to be something that anybody just sits back and actually allows somebody to say. Because I don't know if you were in the green room, so to speak, during the news. But right now, Biden is out there taking this victory lap over this gun law that he just signed.
Right.
Which is, yeah. You know, it's not good that he had another gun control law to sign. But this one is essentially nothing.
It's right.
It is essentially nothing.
Yeah.
The states that have, when I was talking to Alan Gottlieb about this, the states that wanted red flag laws already have them. So that's going nowhere. And the states that have red flag laws, they're failing. Well, they're not being, you know, the people that are doing the shooting, they should all be red flagged if that's actually something that works. But that's not the easiest thing to make happen.
The state who had red flag laws for the longest, over two decades in the case of California, is the state with the most active shooter incidents. The recent attack in Highland Park, Illinois, this guy could have been flagged a dozen ways.
Right.
If nothing else, he tried to commit suicide. The cops show up. They came back another time to collect knives and swords because he said, I'm going to kill everybody. Dude, that's a clue. Well, you know what it says to me, Bill, and I love your take on it. If our safety depends on a government employee doing his job, we're not very safe.
No, we're not. The other thing is that this illustrates the failure of two gun control babies, because most of these guys are passing background checks. I had to have a little chat with another writer. That is not a gun writer. He fancies himself a, shall we say, a mainstream writer. But he was out there and he was talking about a bunch of things. And The thing that gets me about this is the pure, there's so much data out there, reams of it, about the things that he was writing about. And the thing that he missed is the fact that, one, red flag laws don't snare everybody that's out there. And two,
right,
these guys pass background checks.
Exactly. Well, okay, Bill, I had a... Oh, you have to stare and point at me. I went to a foreign country. I got Montezuma's revenge.
Oh,
and the guy goes, hi, you're living in a place your body's not used to living. That we cannot give you enough drugs all the time to just you okay, you came to a new place, you got to learn to live there. Well, okay, my body has to learn how to defend itself. There's a guy who put out an analogy saying the armed citizen is the immune system to violence in our society. And to say, oh, no, we're just going to take away all the germs, we'll make everybody nice, sounds awesome until the first guy shows up who's not very nice and he's unopposed. That kills people.
Right.
In both a disease sense and in the violence sense we see today. I liked another comment. It said, gosh, if you think guns kill people, doesn't all the data point that being a not having a dad kills people far more than guns? We have millions of guns, fractions of those. And yet, if we look at people who grew up without a dad, wow, so many, a huge percentage of them end up in jail. Scary.
Well, that's the other thing. While you got Biden out there talking about, now we're going to stop some of this bloodshed. This is going to do. Really, truly, if you want to stop this, you're going to have to reverse decades of generational racist Democrat policy. You have to stop it and start over again. And it's going to start with education. It's going to start with letting the family be. It's going to start with having a nuclear family. And the nuclear family is actually a pretty good thing. And
I was reading a study that said the reason young men are violent is because they want to excel. And if you deny them all the legal ways to exercise ambition, they're going to go find illegal ways.
Yeah.
Because they want to attract attention and girls. Well, can we please let them live a productive, legal life and not make that illegal in our Democrat cities? Wow. It's going to be tough. You're right. But we can do it.
Well, the other thing, and I know this is easier, but it would be good if something was a... if there was a movement afoot where the black community would get out and do some of these PSAs that the Democrats are so known for, and get out there and actually just say, you know, we were attracted, we were told to move to the city because that was the thing to do, and it was not the thing to do. This has led to death. This has led to crime. This has led to crime against us. And instead, I don't see any of that happening. But, you know, I'll take the small steps because apparently the large steps are just beyond us as a people. And I'm going to tell you the sad thing about this.
Yeah?
Not this generation behind us, but the one behind it. When we're gone, all of this is going to start all over again.
Wow.
Think about that.
Oh,
The whole generational memory loss and everything that they will be, because I mean, when I was in the military, there was quite a racial thing going on, and everybody got along fairly well. And I served in the military and with just everybody on the planet. In the 60s, you had that happen, and you had black white, and that happens every generation. And I just, you know, sometimes when I think about that part of it, I get a little downhearted, but I don't let it mess with me too much.
We'll set an example, and the next generation will follow.
That's right. We'll do our very level best, and when we take off and everything, and you guys got it all, good luck to you. So, when we come back, what do you want to talk about? Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how to find you first.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Once a week, I get to hang out with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir? I know you've been on vacation and everything. I'm sure you've written stuff, or maybe you're considering stuff. What are you thinking?
Well, Bill, there was a time when I came on your show and I'm going, man, we got to have enough to talk about. And I was pretty sure we covered a lot of the 2A news, particularly this first slot on Monday. after the Bruin case, there is no way we can scratch the surface. So much is going on. The Bruin case said New York's concealed carry permitting scheme was unconstitutional. And then it told us, meaning everybody who's concerned about our rights, how to evaluate laws that infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. Wow. And that shook, that was an earthquake. And really, the permitting scheme, because it reset the rules or made the rules clear, the Supreme Court, by the way, said, no, that's what we told you all along. You guys were just ignoring it. It's like the tip of the iceberg. There are cases being filed left and right. I was so heartened by this, I donated money to the Second Amendment Foundation because they've got a lot of lawsuits to bring, and the more money they have, the faster they can do it. Also, because of these attacks in schools, I have friends at Faster Ohio who train school staff to defend schools, and at Faster Colorado, I gave them some money. If there were ever a time when you said, there are people fighting for our rights, how can I help them do the things that I can't do? Boy, go get your checkbook, go get your credit card, and donate to organizations like that.
Sure.
GOA also got some cash.
Well, I mean, right now would be the time to be doing that kind of thing, just simply because there's a little bit of wind in our backs. But at the same, by the same token, this really falls, and I think, especially Firearm Policy Council and our Firearm Policy Coalition, excuse me, and Second Amendment Foundation, I think they all have a bunch of lawsuits set up and ready to go for waiting on this thing to settle, because everybody sort of knew how it was going to settle. It was sort of telegraphed in the same way, except they didn't leak that a la Roe v. Wade. But, you know,
right? Well, we knew we'd win, but we didn't. We couldn't complete the legal appeals because we need to dot the I's and cross the T's. If you've ever seen a document that's been examined word by word thoroughly, that's what these appeals are like. So what the U.S. Supreme Court, it had a bunch of cases sitting behind the Bruin case. And rather than rule on them, it said, okay, this appeals court, we're going to tell you right now, you got it wrong. Well, first, we're going to take the case. You got it. You got your decision wrong. Now, go overturn it as you examine it in light of what we said in Bruin. So that happened about Maryland's 2013 ban on assault weapons.
Right.
Well, that's a pretty big group because by implication, the restrictions in New York, New Jersey, Colorado, and California. What's fascinating is in the Bruin decision, they said, wait a minute. You guys made laws that said, you know, we're not so sure about you carrying a hidden pocket pistol, what they were called in the early 1800s.
Right.
But it was fine if you carried a single action army. So in other words, you're saying it's okay to carry a weapon of war. That was written into state law. So now go tell me that a Colt 1911 can't be concealed. I'm just, tell me how that's going to work. So, wow. Another case from Ventura, California. They'd closed gun shops during the COVID pandemic. And the Supreme Court said, what are you thinking? This is an inalienable fundamental right. It's not an ugly stepchild that you can ignore. You can't deny people the right to free speech. You can't deny them the right to self-defense. You can't deny them the right to face their accuser in court because we've got a new virus on the planet. So you got that wrong. Go fix it. So, and there are cases like that that are particularly relevant in California right now because California just issued a new law that said you can't advertise a gun if a child might see the advertisement. You go, so like a ball cap that says Remington, that's actionable? And then you have to go, why? Where's the legal precedent? The right of free speech and the right to keep and bear arms are right up there in the front of our rights. Tell me what legal precedent you're judging that on, because you jerked that out of the dark side. I heard the popping sound all the way here from 1,000 miles away.
Well, I think that something that needs to be considered about these states,
yeah,
is that there's going to be states like New York and California that will possibly, I think, they will do everything they can to defy this. They will thumb their nose at it, like this whole thing about advertising to kids. That's the whole thing they did with the Remington thing in Sandy Hook, right?
Mm-hmm.
They claimed it was advertising, which they never made the claim that he saw the advertising, just that they advertised it and that led to it, which is stupid. It's a stupid thing, and it's a stupid supposition. And while I get that some people that live in these states want to stay there and fight the fight and everything else, I think that it needs to be understood that we live largely now in two Americas.
Yes.
Now, some of these, Maryland and New Jersey and even California. California got out there and said, take away the just clause, just use clause,
right,
or the just need clause, and for concealed carry permits. But they're going to still do everything they can to make it hard to do. And it's going to be a constant state of litigation. So we either got to get ready for this constant state of litigation to go on and on and on and on, or, you know, move on.
And here's the reason I think you're absolutely right. We have to fight it in the blue states,
yep,
so that it doesn't become precedent and leak over into the red states. That's how our federal system works.
Yep.
Again, we'd rather fight this at the ballot box where we elect better representatives. Okay. A bunch of people failed that. They denied a human right. The U.S. Supreme Court said, stop there, no further. Okay, but you're right. They're not going to give up. The other obvious example that the court overturned was the 10-round magazine restriction.
Yeah.
That was,
yeah,
in California.
Yeah.
Well, good grief. Colorado, Connecticut, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Vermont, Washington State. Okay.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on a break. We got lost in the conversation. Talking to Rob Morris, writer and podcaster. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A fire in California's Sierra Nevadas continued to expand, with sprinklers being deployed to protect over 500 of the giant sequoia trees. The blaze in Yosemite National Park was measured at 2,044 acres Sunday evening, zero containment. The Los Angeles Department of Elections determined the petition to recall Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has enough signatures to trigger an election. Tim Leinberger on KTLA 5 is a part of the Gascon recall.
Los Angeles residents are really making their voice loud and clear with today's submission, and we're excited to finally be to this point, but it's sad that we even have to do it in the first place. There's too much at stake.
Nearly 715,000 signatures were collected. A total of 567,000 ballot signatures were needed. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. When President Biden started destroying America's energy independence, the American economy followed shortly after. Representative Debbie Lesko, Republican from Arizona on Newsmax, she says Biden must unleash domestic energy production to fight inflation.
And there's a reason for that, because their energy policies are terrible, absolutely terrible. You know, when the European Parliament just this week voted to make natural gas and nuclear sustainable energy, and they are so liberal that Biden administration is so out of touch with reality. I can tell you that if President Biden did one thing today, gasoline prices would go down, and that would be to encourage U.S. production of oil and gas instead of his war on U.S. oil and gas.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
We're talking about the fact that you and I can't cover the news. It's changing too fast.
Yeah.
Well, but this is something we do all the time. You never throw the ball where your player is. Now you throw it where he's going to be when the ball arrives. So, by the time our listeners hear this, think about it, I'm betting that they will have overturned, effectively, the law in California about a 10-round magazine ban because a lower court said, no, this is a crazy law, it's an infringement. The Ninth Circuit said, no, that's a fine infringement, just leave it be. Well, now people said, yeah, and then you put in a stay of the lower court's ruling because you said, there's no way that the court will overturn this. Well, we just did, and now there's no way that the Ninth Circuit can say, well, sure, it's still an okay infringement. Not with what Bruin said. So, Judge, remove your stay. Let us go forth and buy standard capacity magazines. Go forth and infringe no more.
Yeah, it should be fairly clear cut. But I've just got the sense that in some places it's going to be resisted vigorously, and I'm just waiting to see in what way that manifests itself.
Oh, well, New York already tipped its hand there. But did I come prepared for you?
Sure.
The new concealed carry scheme, and it's hard to dignify it by calling it a law or even a regulation, that came out of New York is just going to get shredded. Remember, the U.S. Supreme Court said it has to be an objective standard.
Sure.
Well, now it said you need to demonstrate essential character, temperament, and judgment as necessary to be entrusted with a weapon.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that. Plus, they also want all of your social media to establish your good moral character. They want access to all of your social media as well. And I wonder where that, you know, as did we have social media during the era of the signing of Bill of Rights?
Yeah, we did.
Remember?
Yeah. You know what we had, Bill?
What did we have?
The tavern owner who heard you be an idiot for a year and goes,
media.
Yeah, he's not that. He's not any worse than everybody else in town. What I thought was amazing was the New York Sheriff's Association said, are you guys nuts? We're going to have millions of people who are going to apply for these law carry permits, and you said each and every one of them has to be interviewed by a judge. That's, by my rough numbers, over 1,000 appointments a day. You don't have enough judges. So, and that's a self-inflicted wound. And all somebody has to do is walk up to, I think, the appeals court judge and say, they can't get to me for 2 years. You need to strike this law down because that is clearly an infringement. The fact that it might be nice if they interviewed with a judge. Look, I expect to get a concealed carry permit in about the same amount of time it takes to get a driver's license. Not 1 second longer. So, bang. These lawsuits are going to fly so fast and so hard. Now, by the way, there are some DMVs in some states. Yeah, that's where you go get your permit. Oh, you moved? You want a new permit? Boom. In Massachusetts, they were going, yeah, maybe we need to reissue all the laws, all the permits, because now instead of being restricted, they'd be full. And I go, you don't need to do any of that. You just send out a notice of rulemaking. That restricted permit now gives you the full rights that the full permit did. Done. Next to 10 minutes and one piece of paper. If you can't get there, you have to explain to a judge why you didn't. Ooh, this is going to get hot, Bill.
Yes. Well, I mean, all of these things are going to put in place. And I guess what they're counting on is having to go through the legal process to get it struck down. But like all that, the other day with the Supreme Court, they took, what, four other things that they sent back? They just did a bundle, said send that back. And you don't get to do that kind of nonsense. So,
Well, the guys who are in on this, God bless Stephen Stambouli and Alan Beck, because the waters they wade in are deep, lawyers you've had on your show. Oh, yeah, they will appeal it. Some judge will say, oh, no, that infringement's fine. And they'll say, watch what we do now. Copy, paste, U.S. Supreme Court. We accept it. We overturn it. We remand it. Next day service. Try again. What I wonder, Bill, is when will these overturn and remand orders start to come with, by the way, you are now in contempt of court, and the people bringing the suit can start to collect immense fees because you're violating fundamental human rights under the color of law. Wow. Then the signs that go up on the highway, were you in a vehicle wreck? Did you drive a big truck? It'll be, were your Second Amendment rights infringed? Call ShadyLawyerHere.com.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to see.
Makes me want to go to the quick 90-day legal
school. I'd like that too.
Yeah.
There was one other odd thing in the New York law. It said you can't go into a building unless the owner says it's a guns allowed sign. And I go, now wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's like saying I don't get the right of free speech unless the owner puts up a free speech sign, or I don't get the right to face my accuser unless the owner of the building says, if you commit a crime here, we have to show it. No, that's not how this works. So, you know, give Alan Gottlieb, the founder and president of the Second Amendment Foundation, another $1,000, or better yet, I understand that's hard, how about you give him 20 a month? Just put it on auto pay, because he is going to tear them up and spit them out, but he needs to buy more lawyers to do it.
Right. Well, he definitely has, he's got plenty of lawyers, so that would be an interesting thing to set up, but in any event, all of that money goes, that'd be money very well spent. But like I said, I think they're doing some of this crazy stuff. Some of the it's a gun-free zone by default unless they welcome guns into it. How many people are, I mean, that includes homes. So how many people, you know, there's some people, believe it or not, in New York State that don't care about guns. But at the same time, they wouldn't hold you up from carrying a gun of your own.
Well, and to me, that's not how rights work.
No.
Now, I may admit that I went through high school back in the 70s, but you don't have to put up a sign that says, yes, you get to have your rights here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was something. Yeah, we've got just enough time. The New York Hotel Trade Unions got their hotels to ban guns in New York City hotels. And I thought, was this bill sponsored by Airbnb?
Yeah.
Because if you and I are going to the city, that's where we're staying. We're not going to stay in a hotel that says they don't want us.
Well, I don't think with that, the thing about politicians, well, you know what? Tell everybody how to find you. We'll talk about politicians.
When we come back, I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Thank you, Bill.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
Bill, earlier you channeled P.T. Barnum. You said you can't fool all the people all the time.
Yeah.
And that's, I think we're there. I was heartened. I saw an article by Tucker Carlson. I'm not going to quote much from it. The headline is, "Gun control doesn't stop bad people from using guns." Wait a minute. When one of the major news anchors says that, a very popular guy, lots of people listen to him, you go,
sure.
Okay, Bill, all that groundwork you and I have laid all this time were for this moment. When that question is now asked in public and taken seriously, it's not a throwaway line. I think that's wonderful. The other, well, there was sort of a version of that that happened to New York Governor, how is her last name pronounced? Hochul?
Yes.
Yeah, Hochul. A reporter goes, "Governor, do you have any numbers to show that it's the concealed carry permit holders that are committing crimes? I can't find any numbers like that." She goes, "Well, I don't need to have those numbers. I know it's just the responsibility of the government in this state to have sensible gun safety laws, meaning I get to make stuff up, and you are supposed to report it as if it's true, and that's a harder and harder sell."
Yes. And the part about it that makes it the harder sell is that all these places that claim this, she also said, "It is my job to keep everybody safe." The citizens of New York to keep everybody safe. The problem with that is that they're not keeping anybody safe.
Right.
And that she's actually getting out there, and I mean, I think that they should probably codify that, because the Supreme Court has already stated that police officers cannot be held responsible for keeping everybody safe.
Well, but now we just had the governor who says, "Wait a minute. She just said it's state government responsibility. Let's start suing every New York cop who didn't show up in time, or just like what we saw in Florida and Texas, a cop who waits while a crime is committed in front of them and doesn't do anything to defend the victims."
Right.
Wait a minute. Did the governor just say she's liable for that?
Well, maybe not in that didn't happen in her state, so she can't be liable for that. But they are going to have to start holding some people liable for some of this. And they need to start with these places where they're defunding police. They need to start with that. And there needs to be a And I think I've seen, this argued in certain places, but there needs to be this one part up where they're like, okay, so you want to defund police and disarm law-abiding citizens at the same time.
Right.
All right. I just need to ask you this, and I, you know, I'm just trying to. You also believe in the term birthing person as well, don't you? Right. unless you're seeking an abortion, then that's a women's right. Okay. So my question is this, and I'm completely serious about this. Are you mentally ill?
Right.
Because what you're talking is zany talk. That's zany talk to do that, and well, yet they, you know.
Well, okay, what was it called? The Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, where the 15 Republicans sold us out in the House. Well, okay, it funded mental health a little bit. That's cool. I'm for that. Good. Let's get people the help if they need it. Now, how much of that will trickle down by the time all the politicians' relatives get their cut? I don't know, but at least in theory, not a bad idea. Here's where life gets real ugly. About 3 in 100 of us are sociopaths. They lack empathy and sympathy with other people. A lot of them don't turn to crime. They stumble through life without going down that road. But some of them, unfortunately, are also narcissists who think the world owes them attention, which is probably, in part, what happened to this kid from Highland Park, Illinois.
Well, keep going, but I'm glad you brought that up. Go ahead.
Mental health treatment isn't good. That is hardwired. We can't. It's not like, tell me about the puppy that you didn't get, and we're going to fix them. It's not going to work that way. We know what will keep our kids safer in schools, particularly because we have millions and millions of man hours of armed staff being there defending them. We know what worked. We know what didn't. We learn every day. And the Safer Communities Act said none of this money can be used to either train armed staff or procure arms for staff who are part of the safety teams. Not a penny.
So,
where were you going?
Since you brought up the school children narcissists, here's going to be the problem going forward, because what they have set up with education, right, with the way they've been pursuing education, and remember that mixed in with this was 2 years of lockdown,
right,
where all of these precursors that were put into place that we weren't really paying attention to at the time, that's been marinating. That's the term I keep thinking in my head, marinating. So it's been marinating with some of these young people for the last 2 years. So, like this guy in Highland Park, he was a teenager when he got locked down.
Right.
The last two shooters that were 18 years old each, they were teenagers. They probably didn't have driver's licenses yet when they got locked down. So all of this stuff, we're going to see this more. We're going to see, and there is an acceleration on this going on right now. There's an acceleration on these events, and that's because we have homegrown, in the name of education and environment. They've been raised on a steady diet of BLM is good, Antifa are good. They've been raised on that. White people are bad,
and they've been told that if you do something outrageous enough, then people will see that on their little screens and you'll get a bunch of likes. And that's the real world to them.
Yep.
Not their friends, not their family. That's their world. And that's a scary place to be.
Indeed.
That's a dangerous place to be.
Indeed. So they've had all of this stuff going on for quite some time. And now we're getting to reap that as well. So in the interim, they're going to have to do something rapidly, and some of these states need to pick this up right now. They're going to do something rapidly to start hardening schools. Because the BSCA, which is very heavy on the BS part of that, that did nothing to harden schools. We now have millions of prospective narcissists graduating. They've been graduating for the last year or so, you know, going 3 years back. I mean, to me, And they seem fairly easy to spot, to be honest with you, because they've got the whole fruit salad of the leftist. They could be this and they could be that. And, you know, if you look at Ramos, if you look at Gendor, if you look at or whatever that guy's name, and if you look at Cremo.
Right.
They all look like they were in the same class.
And you know what will stop that? It happened just the other day. You've just given me my next article. Thank you, Bill. When a school resource officer goes, "What the heck is that?" and drops one of these kids, that needs to be publicized.
Absolutely.
And this guy thought he'd be a hero, and he's a zero.
Yep.
And all of a sudden they go, "Oh, maybe I should go shoot deer or something that won't shoot back and kill me and make me look
something
stupid
like
and bump."
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Hard to get all that notoriety when you just get dropped like a bad habit.
Exactly.
Before we completely run out of time, one more time, if you would be so kind, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Try and keep it short and sweet, under 20 minutes. I co-host the Polite Society podcast with quite a cohort of talent there. Yeah, we have no self-restraint. It runs an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. 2,000 articles. Ought to keep you busy for a minute. But from there, the writing's picked up at Ammoland Shooting Sports News. I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Bill, who's up next?
Dan. Lieutenant Dan. He is coming in next. Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. Thank you very much for hooking up with me today, sir.
We'll be
right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.